The Real School of Rock.
Thank you.
What's up, everybody? I am Maximum Mike, and welcome to another episode of Rock for Rookies. But is this just another episode? I would have to say no. This is actually the all-request episode, which I have been screaming from the bell towers about for the last 3 weeks. I kept saying, May 25th, Tuesday, get your requests in. So, of course, like, oh, Rock for Rookies, I love Rock for Rookies. I'm going to do everything in my power to make Mike's life easier. So what happened was is that the days went by, and I sat there, you know, refreshing my email every now and then, you know, and I got like, oh, and then like a week before I got like one request, and then I got like, you know, 3 days before I got one more request. I'm like, oh my God, okay, I'm that pissed off right now. If no one sends in a request, it's going to be the shortest Rock for Geeks ever. I'm going to play the two songs and leave the studio. And I said that, and then within about 7 hours, I got the other 25 songs that I'm going to be playing here tonight. Okay, so the biggest thing, obviously, is, according to tradition, next week I'm going to complain how much I couldn't stand any of the music this week because I didn't get to choose it, and it wasn't my taste, and it wasn't my style, and I didn't want to get into it so much. Blah. Either way, you guys picked some really, really good songs this week, and the first one was actually picked by two people. One of them was Scott Crane. He was like, you know what, I hope someone else chooses the song Aneurysm by Nirvana. It's not my pick. No, it's not my pick. We're gonna have another pick, but yeah, Aneurysm by Nirvana. So Dan Hurwitz, who was his birthday this week, was like, I just want to hear Nirvana. So I put those two requests together. Bam, that's how we started things off with Aneurysm. All right, guys, we have a fantastic show for you today because we got requests from all over. Guys, girls, 40, 50, 20, 13 years old. We got them from all over the place, which is awesome. And that's kind of what happens when you have listeners who listen in two different venues, because we have the regular listeners who are listening on www.rockforrookies.com. And then we have the live listeners, which is awesome, and all the people that come with www.rustymikeradio.com, which is where we are broadcasting live out of in the AACI in Jerusalem. And I got a whole bunch of other group. It's like another group, the Rusty Mike people. It's just, it's very random. It's very random. I'm not calling you guys old, I'm not calling you young, but you're not like, the Rock for Rookies crowd is more of a college crowd, and that's pretty sweet. You know, I like that. But then Rusty Mike just opened up all these new avenues to new listeners, which is so sweet. So we're going to move on right now. The first song that we're going to pick, obviously after Nirvana, is Going Out to Youp. He does the car show right here on Rusty Mike Radio. Check it out on Wednesday nights, 7 to 8 p.m., 1 hour. He talks about all the relevant news about cars in Israel. Okay, you know, which cars are coming in, electric cars, what's the tax rate, everything you need to know about what's going on with sports cars and all that awesome stuff here in this country, you can check it out on Car Talk, Rusty Mike Radio, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. So when he sent it, I was like, who the hell is that? And then I was like, oh, that song, perfect song for the car guy. This is Golden Earring and the song Radar Love.
Song, brand new leaves coming on strong. but I don't like pillage, so we can dig their land up. I don't really get it, and I guess I never will. So now that everybody wants to be a gangster in the dead of the night, I never thought I'd ever see a world made up of homes being built on lies.
Guys, that was Linkin Park and the song Leave Out All the Rest. That was a request from... Whoa. Yeah, there we go. Anyway, that was a request by Sarit Davidman, who wanted a little bit of Linkin Park, dedicating it to Esther Blout. Why not? She's a good person to dedicate things to. Especially, I love it. Esther is a long-time listener. So, what's up from Sarit? Very nice. So, Linkin Park, that's what we heard so far. Right before that, we heard Stereogram and the song Built on Lies, or Gangster, in parentheses. People want to be a gangster. Stereogram are a very, very interesting band. Mostly because I've never, ever heard of them before. But it was a request by Oscar Russell. Both Oscar and Joel, the two guys who do the Empire Strikes Back British rock show on rockforkies.com. You can find it in the vault. They both sent in requests, and also bands that I'm just simply not used to playing. What do we need to know about Stereogram? Rock band from New Zealand. Okay? From Auckland. Formed in 1999. Punk rapcore. I like that. The rapcore with the punk means you get all the sweet punk guitars, but there are people going, you know, you want to be a gangster. I love that kind of music because I love it when they mix rap with rock. It's one of it is my favorite genre. So that's what you got to know about Stereogram so far, and the fact that they have about 3 albums. That's it. They're in the middle of taping one right now, 2004-2006, and there's a new one on its way, Taping the Radio. Okay, the single for it has come out. It's called Ready for Action. That's the new single off of that, but the actual album hasn't come out from Set It. Okay, and of course, we start things off with Golden Earring and the song Radar Love. What's most important about Golden Earring is they are one of the longest-lasting rock bands still performing. They founded back in 1961, and they're still together today, which is just insanely impressive. Okay, them, it's basically been them, the Rolling Stones, and the Beach Boys are pretty much the only bands that are still rocking after all this time, which is, it's incredible to have, to still have that going. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame not that long ago, and yeah, they're still together. The original lineup, 1961. Very impressive. In a few years, maybe they'll start dying off, and then maybe we'll see if we can get AC/DC to go ahead and break the record. Now, this next song, I'm not really sure whether it counts as rock or not. Some people will say yes, and some people will say no, but it was a request, and I know that Blondie are a rock band, okay? They are a rock band, but it was the 80s when everything was weird, and what shouldn't have been considered rock was considered rock, or maybe it was new wave, but is new wave a subgenre of rock? I don't know, but here we go. I mean, they do have some rockin' songs, so it's awkward that we're playing this one. This is for Lahav. This is Heart of Glass.
Just try. many special people change? How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide, in a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide, in a champagne supernova, a champagne supernova in the sky. Down the hall.
1979, leasing is their only business.
We give into depression and anxiety. Our credit card bills are coming due. There's sickness. People are losing their jobs.
It's so easy to give in to depression.
Started off the block right there with, what was that? Right, Blondie. Okay, so we know about the song, Heart of Glass, a song by American new wave band Blondie, featured on the band's third studio album, Parallel Lines, and it was released as a single in 1979 and topped the charts in several countries, most notably United Kingdom and the United States. Rolling Stones ranked it as song number 255 in the list of 500 greatest songs of all time. So does that count? Is it worth playing? Definitely worth playing. I mean, if it's number 255, I definitely had to play it at some point. Right after that, we heard Oasis, okay, and the song Champagne Supernova, which was a request slash dedication from Iran Malka to the woman in his life, Hadar Yaakov, I believe that's what it was. I believe that's what her name. I want to just make this for show. Yes, Hadar Yaakov. Okay, Iran says that you supernova his champagne, if you know what I mean. And of course, we finished things off right there with Scott H. Birum and the song Judgment Day. That was a request by Jared Casper from Dallas, Texas. Okay, he always sends me the best stuff. He was the one who introduced me to the Black Keys in the first place. But what you need to know about Scott H. Birum is that he's an American blues slash country slash punk rock musician from Austin, Texas. I love the combination right there, the shluv, as you gotta call it, shluv. Scott H. Birum sung Judgment Day. That is like an artist that just comes along once in a zillion years. When you get on it, you definitely just get right on it, and you have to explore it. So I'm definitely gonna be playing more of his stuff. Check out his website, scotthbirum.com. You can just stream most of his music there, and you know, send him emails and whatnot. Tell him that you approve. He has five albums. The first four he released by himself. The last one he finally released. He finally got signed to a label, which I believe was called Bloodshot Records. That was about 2 years ago, his last album, which was called Something's Wrong, Lost Forever. Pretty sweet. There we go. All right, we're going to move on right now with the request because, as I said, we really did get a lot of them. So right now, this is one which was weird to me because I know the band Local H. They're a punk rock band. I knew them because they covered Britney Spears' Toxic, which was an excellent cover. But I never actually went ahead and explored their own songs, their own music. But Eyal wrote in and said he wanted to hear Local H and the song Bound for the Floor. Let's give it a little listen.
As long as you'll be my friend at the end. I will keep. Took for granted all the times I never let you down. You stumbled in and bumped your head. If not for me, then you'd be dead. I picked you up, put you back on solid ground. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman might, kryptonite.
Rush and the song Tom Sawyer. That was requested by Rusty Mike's own Andrew Gershman, who does the sports show right here on Rusty Mike Radio, 8 to 10 on Wednesdays. Not Tuesdays, that's my night right here. Now here's the thing, I'm already running out of time and I have so many more requests to do, so here's what we gotta know. Here's what you gotta know. If in the future you wanna know more about the bands, then listen in to Rusty Mike Radio, listen in to Rock for Roogies, because usually I go into a lot of details about what the bands and the genres. I try to. Haven't been doing it in the last couple of months because people are like, no, we just want the music and we can't like focus when you talk. Well, if I just had a set list, then it wouldn't be live. It wouldn't be fun at all. So here's what we had. Rush, Tom Sawyer, Andrew Gershman. Very nice. Check out the sports show. Before that, we heard Three Doors Down in the song Kryptonite, which was a request by Sarah Chertoff. You can't go wrong with Three Doors Down, okay? Let's see really quickly if they are doing anything in the future right now. They put out an album called Life in Motion 2010. They released a song called Shine. It was in iTunes, and the band is touring again April, May 2010, okay? Actually, the album has not come out yet. It's coming out very soon, though, because they already released the single from the album. And, of course, right before that, we heard Ayal's request, A Local H, Bound for the Floor. Now, really quickly, because I got to get out of the way, everyone under the frickin' sun and their grandmothers all requested Metallica for this week, probably because Metallica was just in Israel. Now, I was at the concert, so here's my little review on it. It was amazing. Okay, anyone who didn't go, shame on you, it was masterful. Yes, there were sound problems. Everyone who didn't go was trying to, you know, like, excuse themselves. Well, I heard that there were sound problems. The first 20 minutes, there were sound problems. You know what was amazing? That the band was as upset as the crowd was. And they were so angry that they weren't able to give us those first 20 minutes. They were upset, and they spoke to us about it, and James was like, really pissed off, and we're trying to finish it because Metallica wants to give you the best concert ever. And when they finally fixed up the sound, God damn, was it amazing. They gave us an hour and a half straight of amazing Metallica. And that's I think that's what makes Metallica such a classy band, so amazing. What makes someone a good performer? I felt that there was no one else in the entire world where they would have rather been than with us. That's what they made us feel. That James Hetfield, that there was nowhere in the world that he'd rather be than rocking out for us. And that's what made the concert so amazing. Of course, that and the fact that Metallica are amazing. So, too many people requested Metallica today. Donnie Kozer, Anna Cohen, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on. And I actually got some other requests from some of those people as well, because people sent in more than one song. So I'm going to choose the Metallica song for this week, okay? The concert was amazing, and I would have loved to have heard this song, because from what I understand, it's amazing without the orchestra, because that's the only studio version you can get out of it. Off the S&M album, this is Metallica and No Leaf Clover.
Just a freight train coming away.
Alright guys, you hear all that screaming right there? That was us, okay? That was us freaking out. And you know what was really good? You know the yeah! Okay, it's so much better in real life. Seriously, I was with a whole bunch of people, and there was one of the people came with us. I'm gonna give a shout out right now. Marnina Herman was there, and I think, and I hope she forgives me for saying this, at some point, James was yeah-ing and ooh-ing, and I looked over, and she had this "let me make you a baby" look on her face. She was just lusting after Metallica. I'm like, these guys are rock gods. I mean, to make a woman do that with an ooh, that's sexy. That's sexy right there. All right, guys, we are already 5 minutes past the hour, which means it's time for the rock news. Rock news on Rock for Rookies. I'm Maximum Mike, and this is the news. First of all, if you don't follow Rock for Rookies on the fan page, you definitely should, because you would have heard about this news before now. We're very sad to announce that yesterday, Paul Gray, the bassist of Slipknot, died. I'm not going to say he passed away, because I'm pretty damn sure it wasn't of natural causes. The man was a huge heroin addict, and most people think that that's what he passed away of. He was found in a motel room in, was it on that? I don't know if it was a hotel or his house. Either way, I'm pretty sure it was a hotel. He's found a hotel, dead. They're all pretty sure it's drugs. He was 38 years old, and there's this whole story how in about 2003, the whole band had an intervention, and they're like, you have to stop using drugs. And what's really funny is that if you follow his Twitter accounts or his websites, you know, a few years back, he was already saying, like, his life is so amazing, and he had this new baby girl, and he had just gotten married, and life was so amazing, and bam, 2 seconds later, dude's dead. What do you learn from that? Not a lot. Adam Ant has reportedly been committed under the Mental Health Act. If you guys don't know who Adam Ant is, he is the lead singer of Adam and the Ants. So he suffers from bipolar disorder, and he has been hospitalized and is currently receiving treatment in the Chelsea and Westminster Hospital, according to the Music Fix. I found that also on a whole bunch of other sites. You can take it as true. Definitely not Lashon Hara. Okay, moving on. Stone Temple Pilots self-titled comeback. Actually, their new album entitled Stone Temple Pilots came out today. I already have a copy of it, but nobody requested it, so I'm definitely not playing it for you this week, but I can tell you that it is awesome, and you should be looking forward to it next week. Now, recently, I was talking to Johnny of Electronic Voyage on rockforkies.com, and he was saying how much he was getting into the Rolling Stones, and he was very upset that it had taken him this long to get into the Stones. He's got a request on the show. We're definitely going to be hearing the Stones coming up, but I'd like to tell you that the Stones have actually gotten to the top of the UK album charts for the first time in 16 years. The classic rockers' Exile and Mainstream album, which was the first issued in 1972, has been remastered and re-released with the addition of several new songs, and it has scored the group's its first number one since Voodoo Lounge hit the top spot in 1994. And we're going to finish things off. Are we already up to there already? No. Okay. This is very important. Ronnie James Dio. You guys noticed I didn't have a live show last week because of Shavuot. I still did a show, and I kind of dedicated it to Ronnie James Dio, who passed away the week before that. Ronnie James Dio, in case you don't know that, and you didn't listen to my live show, which is weird, because you should. Ronnie James Dio was the lead singer of Black Sabbath, also of Rainbow. He was also an amazing solo artist, and finally had been finishing up his career as a part of Heaven and Hell, which was him and the original Black Sabbath guys, but under a new name, because Ozzy's a douchebag, and he'd sued them several times, so they had a new name. So he passed away last week of stomach cancer. So here's a little quote from Slash, who we all love. So Slash said this about Ronnie James Dio. He said that Ronnie James Dio was one of a kind. There are not a lot of people like Ronnie, he told MTV. You start to recognize his amazing contribution to rock and roll or to music, however you want to look at it. People have taken it for granted because he's so good and he's always been there. He's so consistent. He's always putting out albums. He's always been in four different bands, and he's always been around. Then all of a sudden, the reality of him not being there anymore really makes you recognize what an iconic and amazing individual he was. So check out last week's show where we saluted Ronnie James Dio. The man was awesome, and I had honestly just been getting into him recently, which is why it's so sad that he be gone now. Okay, moving on right now. This is the last bit of news for the week. The title track from Avenged Sevenfold's forthcoming album, Nightmares, is the number one most added track in the active rock radio in the United States this week. It is also the number one rock song on iTunes in the United States, selling over 23,666 units in the first day. Additionally, across the pond in the United Kingdom, Nightmare is the number one rock song on iTunes. So looking forward to the new Avenged Sevenfold album. We are moving on right now, and I think that I should also get a request in, because it is a request show, and I never get to play what I want to play. So what's important about this request is that it's also a dedication going out to my wife Ellie, who always supports me and is honestly a big fan of Rock Rookies. This is a favorite of hers. This is Simple Plan, and I Do Anything.
Another day is going by. I'm thinking about you all the time. But you're out there, and I'm here waiting. And I wrote this letter in my head, 'cause so many things were left unsaid. But now you're gone, and I can't think straight. is. I try to sleep, I can't forget you.
Na na na, na na na.
I'd do anything for you.
Na na na, na na na.
I'd do anything. Just stop.
Take me
All right, guys, that was Dobie Gray and the classic Drift Away. Dobie Gray, born 1940, was an African-American singer and songwriter whose musical career spanned soul, country, pop, and musical theater. His hits included The In Crowd in 1965 and Drift Away, which was one of the biggest hits of 1973, selling over 1 million copies and remains a staple of radio airplay. That song is also a request by Anna Cohen, whose birthday is on Friday, and I hope that she has, you know what, I hope that that birthday day is like that song. It's chill, it's awesome. It's great time listening to it, and I hope she has that exact same day come her birthday this coming week. Now, this next request is totally awesome for this reason. Check it out. Remember when I first started my live show, and I mentioned this all the time, that you guys can make any requests you want on Rock for Rookies, as long as it's rock, obviously, and any dedications you want. I said, you want to propose to your girlfriend on Rock for Rookies? That's awesome. If you want to divorce your wife on Rock for Rookies, that's totally, I don't care. It should be awesome. I want some drama going on the show. But anyway, tomorrow night, two listeners of Rock for Rookies are getting married. And, you know, they're at that period where they're not really allowed to talk to each other, so they decided to communicate via music. So hopefully they're both listening in, and I'm wishing both of them a huge mazal tov from Rock for Rookies and everybody at Rusty Mac Radio. So first up, we have Leah Weinberg dedicating a song to her future, to the future Danielle Weinberg. Isn't that totally awesome? It's going to be great. So, Danielle, this one's for you. This is Goo Goo Dolls and the song Black Balloon.
This is a new single.
Oh yeah, it's the acoustic live version.
Baby's black balloon makes her fly. I almost fell into that hole in your life. And you're not thinking about tomorrow, 'cause you were the same as me, but on your neck. Could never reach you, and how could I have been the one? I saw the world spin beneath you and scatter like ice from the spoon. There was your world coming down, the world turned. As I always told you, all the love you never knew. There's some things I never showed you that swallowed the light from the sun inside your.
door and take the stairs. Up or down, ups and downs. Don't pretend you've never been there. You kiss me like an overdramatic actor who's starving for work, with one last shot to make it happen. Won the role, you've played your part. You've been cordially invited, but I'm not impressed, and I'm definitely not excited. 'Cause the film runs a shallow budget, and the writer's subject script isn't any deeper. So dive right in. Hollywood Hills, suburban thrills. Hey you, who are you kidding? I'm not like them. I won't buy in. Hollywood Hills, suburban thrills. Hey you, who are you kidding? Don't quit till 47. Then we'll turn it up and we'll play a little faster. Take back everything you ever said. You never meant a word of it. You never did. Take back everything you said. You never meant a word of it. You never did, she said. Alright, alright, slow down. Oh no, we won't. 'Cause I'll regret everything that I said to ever make her feel like she was something special. Or that she ever really mattered. Or did she ever really matter? Hills and suburban thrills. Hey you, who are you kidding? I'm not like them. I won't buy in. Hollywood Hills and suburban thrills. Just don't count on this summer. Don't quit till 47. And then we'll turn it up and we'll play a little faster. Take back everything you ever said. You never meant a word of it. You never did.
Nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. man's got a problem. Yeah, with the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. Be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. We stay out drinking late at the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Tracy Chapman and the song Fast Car, a request by Alona Diamond of Country Love with Alona, a show that, like mine, plays both on rockrookies.com and Rusty Mike Radio. She chose Fast Car, Tracy Chapman. Does that song count as rock? I don't know. Probably does on Wikipedia, but I call it soft rock, which is still rock, so it counts. Awesome, Alona. Miss you tons. Right before that, we heard The Academy Is and the song Slow Down, kind of emo style. That was a request by Joel Minsky, who once again is one of the hosts of The Empire Strikes Back, the all-British rock show on rockforrookies.com. Definitely go check that out. Of course, we started off the block with Goo Goo Dolls and Black Balloon, the acoustic version, which was a dedication from Leah Weinberg to her soon-to-be husband, and by soon I mean 24 hours from now, Daniil Neiman. Now, Daniil wanted to send a song back to his lady love, and he decided to choose what he said was her favorite song. Okay, so this is a good sign of things to come in the marriage. He's just trying to make you happy by giving you what makes you so happy. So right now, Leia, this is from Daniil, and again, Rock for Rookies wishes you guys only the best. Well, and again, it's an awesome song. This is Red Hot Chili Peppers and Under the Bridge.
partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry. Streets, 'cause she's my companion. I walk through the hills, 'cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses the wind. And I never worry, now that is a lie. I don't ever want.
Place I love, take me all the way. can do about it.
Keep me hanging on. You really deserve.
Rolling Stones and the song Start Me Up. That was a request by Johnny. Right before that, we heard Vanilla Fudge and the song You Keep Me. It was originally by the Supremes. You Keep Me Hanging On. Vanilla Fudge, that was a request by Polina. That's what it said. It said Polina. I don't no idea who that is, but she has an interesting taste in music. Or she likes Vanilla Fudge. They only had one hit. It was You Keep Me Hanging On, originally by the Supremes. And, of course, we started things off with Red Hot Chili Peppers right there. Request to future wife from Danielle Neiman to Leia. Did you hear I mixed it up right there at the end when it was lag? Under the. That was me mixing it up because I have awesome DJ equipment right here. So we have, like, 9 minutes left, and we have three songs to get in right now. And what I want to do is I want to play the song. This is very important to me. This was the first person to send in a request for the request show. Like, the day after I first advertised, like, gonna be a show! Bam! Request. This is from Lital Berdovsky. She loved this song, apparently, even though afterwards I said, oh, that was a good song, and she couldn't remember what she had requested. This is the band Revis and the song Caught in the Rain.
I was caught. and it slips away to gray. Now's they bring me pain. Living reflection from a dream. I was her love, she was my queen. And now a thousand years between. Thinking how it used to be. Does she still remember times like these? To think of us again and I do.
Alright guys, that was Led Zeppelin and the song Tangerine, a request by Ariel Resnick, who was always trying to get me to play more Zeppelin. He's like, you have to play Tangerine because Tangerine is like the most country song of Led Zeppelin. I'm like, dude, that's not a good reason to get me to play. You want that, then go talk to Alona on Country Love. She'll play Led Zeppelin for you. I love the Zepp. Who loves the Zepp? Everybody scream Led Zeppelin!
Led Zeppelin!
That, see, I do voices now, too. The technology in the studio was amazing. I was just Anna'd. Now Elon's going to be like, I have guests in the studio, and I'm going to give him a shout-out for chilling out with me. Woo! Thank you. Thank you very much, Anna, and Anna's husband. Okay. All right, guys, that is all the time that we have for this week on Rock for Rookies. There were a whole bunch of requests that I simply did not manage to have time to get to, and hopefully I will. I will most definitely get to those requests. Now, here's the thing. You don't need to wait for an all-request show to send in your requests. Anytime you want to, anytime that you have a dedication, send in your requests to Rock for Rookies. I have a new email, which I have to start using now, policy of Rusty Mike Studios. So apparently my new email is MaximumMike, one word, that's two M's close to each other, which is awkward, MaximumMike@RustyMikeRadio.com. Send in your requests, always. And if they're good, I'll play them. And if they suck, chances are I won't. But you have to take that chance. So I am Maximum Mike. This has been Rock for Rookies. And remember, if the music touches you, make sure it's someplace naughty. This last song goes out, I believe, a day from now, 2 days from now. It is the six-month anniversary of Esther Blout Kelman and Eyal Kelman. Six-month anniversary, so to Eyal, this one is for you from Esther. It is Stone Sour and Through the Glass. Have a good week, everybody.
I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. Oh God, it feels like forever. But no one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. All I know is that it feels like forever. But no one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head. How do you feel? That is the question. But I forget you don't expect an easy answer. when something like a soul becomes initialized and folded up like paper dolls in little notes. You can't expect a bit of hope. So while you're outside looking in, describing what you see, remember what you're staring at is me. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. All I know is that it feels like forever. No one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head. How much is real? So much to question. An epidemic of the mannequins contaminating everything we thought came from the heart, but never did right from the start. Just listen to the noises. Before you tell yourself it's just a different scene, remember it's just different from what you've seen. I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. And all I know is that it feels like forever. And no one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. And all I know is that it feels like forever. And no one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head. And if the stars, the stars, will shine for you. Time has passed. Oh God, it feels like forever. But no one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. All I know is that it feels like forever. But no one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone.